road where the briars and the thorns had grown up around that little road. I backed my trailer up in there, and an old man come walking out, and I said, "How many sheep do you raise here?" He said, "I've got 800 head." Brother Winkle, I said, 800 head. Where are they all at? He said, "You can see them." I mean, Brother Steve, they were stacked like cordwood. They were laying on just old barren ground. I said, "Where's my sheep?" And he said, "I've got them put up in the barn." There was a barn, twice the size of this building. And those sheep were standing on hay stacks. I mean, they were just miserable looking. They had a bucket of water on one side. And those sheep that I was about to purchase had never seen pasture ground, not a day in their life. They were raised on those stacks of hay bales, waiting for somebody to come by and choose them out that they might be slaughtered. That man was not a shepherd at all. He was a hireling. Middle Easterners came down there, and they would choose their sheep of choice, and that old man would take that sheep, and then he would take it into a little room. He would cut that sheep's neck. He'd gut that sheep and skin that sheep and quarter that sheep, and back to Nashville those Middle Easterners would go. And I thought to myself right then, Brother Curtis, I'm not just here to purchase a sheep. I'm here to on a rescue mission to rescue them from where they're at. And about that time, the Holy Ghost of God, I come to where I was and said, "That's exactly what I done when I came to where you was to rescue from this world." Hallelujah. Thank God. He done it, didn't he? He done it. He rescued the sheep. Nothing about this trip, his trip, that was unsuccessful. He was successful. He was our successful good shepherd. He done it. He fixed it all up. He did not come hoping to rescue sheep. He did not come hoping that his death would be sufficient for those sinners to come. He done the guarantee, my friend, that I could go to heaven and that I could be his sheep and that I could be saved by his grace. Thank God for the good shepherd. Amen. That old man, Brother Dane, I said to him, "I think I want those four, about 6-month-old ewe lambs." And he had a crook, and he reached in there and grabbed one by the leg. And that old sheep began to bleat. And he said, "All right, your first time to handle a sheep." And I grabbed that sheep under the neck and on the backside, and I lifted that little sheep up and took it into my shepherd, and I put that sheep in that little barn, and I closed the door. And when I closed the door, Brother Dana, that little lamb, that little ewe lamb, began to go crazy. She began to bleed uncontrollably. And I looked at that man. I don't like to see anything cry, especially a woman. And that little lamb began to cry, and I said to the old farmer, I said, "What's she doing?" He said, "She'll be all right in a minute." He said, "Sheep," he's not a preacher, I don't know if he was a Christian, but he said, "Sheep like to congregate. You can't just have one. You got to have many." He said, "She'll be all right in a minute when you get another sheep in the trailer." And sure enough, Brother Dan, I put that other sheep in there and closed the door. And that little lamb stopped bleeding. She calmed down because somebody else was in there with her. Thank God, and the lamb forever. I'm grateful for camp meeting. I'm grateful to gather with God's people where I can rub shoulders with those of like faith and like mind. There may be some difficult moments, but coming together with God's sheep can help you out. Amen. I said to the old man, I said, I'm just testifying. I said to the old man, I said, "What do I have to watch out for?" He said, "Worms." I said, "How do I know the sheep get worms?" He said, "Look in their eyes. If their eyes ever get white and dry, they got worms or sick." Brother Bearfield, they said, "You got to make sure that eye's red and tear, look like it's got a tear in it." I've known some Baptists. I've known some Baptists that get dry-eyed, and what Brother Stacy preached doesn't move them like it once did. The fact that Jesus came looking for me still stirs my heart up. Amen. And then he said, you can't get your grass too high and you can't get your grass too shallow. He said, because if your grass gets too high, they're not going to eat good. And if your grass gets too shallow, they're going to starve and get worms. And I used to think that sheep wouldn't eat just anything, but I found that to be different. Sheep will eat anything when they get hungry. I've got a dog out in my pasture, and you've got to watch them dogs. Those sheep, they'll eat dog food. And they'll die from it.